This is the Mother Jones Podcast. I'm Jamila King in Brooklyn, and it is summer, or at least almost. Wherever you are, it seems like maybe life is kind of getting back to normal. I'm seeing people, and there is sun, and my dog is out, and we're loving it. Ooh, we all deserve that. And I am joined today by James West, executive producer of the show, for something of a special announcement for you, our superfan listeners. Hey, James, what's going on?
Hey, Jamila. God, I love your story of just walking around summer. It's been the same for me, too, just watching people emerge from the last year and see old friends. I went out to Mother Jones's mothership out in San Francisco recently and saw some cherished colleagues who I hadn't seen in a really long time. And it was great to sit in the sun and catch up on what has been, you know, truly an enormous, scary and meaningful year for everybody.
So, James, I think I speak for everyone listening. It has been a year of change in every possible way. And that kind of includes us here at the Mother Jones Podcast. We're going to shake things up a little bit, right?
We're going to shake some things up, Jamila. Get these numbers. 180 episodes over the last 3 years of weekly shows. That's the scoreboard right now for the Mother Jones Podcast. It has been an enormous ride to be on with you, our audience, week in, week out, taking you into our newsroom, sharing our best and deepest investigations from colleagues who have really gone to the mat on some big issues over the last couple of years.
Yeah. I just think of all the memorable moments, and we've got more in store, but the show's going to look a little bit different. What's going to happen with the show this summer?
Well, the Mother Jones Podcast is going nowhere. Although we will be slightly less frequent. Every 2 weeks, we're going to be offering you what we think about as some summer listens. These are our long-form investigations in audio form.
How Matt Gaetz used daddy's money to become Trump's favorite congressman.
Some of our rich writing from across the years.
A black professor's colleague called the cops on him. What the school did next made it much worse.
Retold in this way can really give you something to chew on.
The USA needs a reckoning. Does truth and reconciliation actually work?
Really going deep in these beautiful, well-crafted stories that Mother Jones is known for.
Where Roe doesn't reach.
What's the matter with cultural politics?
Can America's problems be fixed by a president who loves John Meacham?
Basically, some summer programming if you're lying on the beach or if you're throwing a picnic together and lazing about in the park. We want to give you that kind of summer feeling that we're still there with a slightly different vibe. We're going to be producing shows every 2 weeks instead of every week and returning to our regular weekly format as the summer wraps up.
So, James, what types of stories are listeners going to hear?
Jamila, when listeners think about Mother Jones, it's those stories. It's stories from the border and about immigration.
The process for dealing with asylum seekers and refugees has always been fraught, shot through with xenophobia and racism, and the callous geopolitical reasoning of who exactly is worthy of protection from persecution.
It's stories about democracy and voting and the preservation of our rights going forward.
Republicans had been preparing for this moment for years. Between gerrymandering and laws designed to reduce the influence of Democratic constituencies by making it harder to vote, repealing limits on political giving, and stripping unions of collective bargaining rights, they had effectively made Wisconsin a democracy-free zone.
It's those interesting offbeat investigations that you didn't know that you needed until you listened to it. Those kinds of things that we're known for, we have a huge bank of those audio stories coming your way across the summer.
I gotta tell you, James, I love a good audiobook. That is one of the discoveries of quarantine for me is, you know, just really falling in love with the audio form in a new way, getting to love the intimacy of hearing someone's voice, like you hear our voices every week, but also, you know, being able to walk my dog or just, you know, run and do errands while I'm listening to some really good stories. And I think it'll also give us a chance on the podcast team to live a little bit. I'm really excited to go out to California to see some family, see my mom, see some friends I haven't seen in a really long time. What about you, James? What's summer hold for you?
You know, for me, Jamila, it's all about getting out of my house. I'm an avid swimmer and I want to take that indoor swimming to the beach and just do some beach swimming and listen to my favorite podcasts and get out there a little bit, see old friends and really reacquaint myself with this city, New York City, where I live and which I love.
And we hope that our listeners are going to be doing the same with us in their ears. So thanks to everyone for listening to this update. We will be back real soon. Have a great summer, everyone.
Thanks, Jamila.
Thanks, James.
This podcast is brought to you by Mother Jones listeners like you who donate to keep our newsroom buzzing. Help us stay on the beat. Go to motherjones.com/give. From PRX.